Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for calling. Can I get your name, please?
My name is Tim. Can I get your name?
Your name is what? I'm sorry, your voice is cutting out.
My name is Tim, T-I-M.
Jim, thank you so much for that. How you doing, Jim?
And what's your name?
My name is Trish. Who can I get you connected with?
You're breaking up. Could you repeat that?
Hello? I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hi, who can I get you connected with, Jim?
I'm not sure. I've led a really unique life,
mm-hmm.
and everybody tells me I need to write a book about it. So
right,
I want to
do
that.
Let's do it then.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know anything about it.
That's no worries for you at all. You just have to spit your ideas out at us, and we'll create the book for you and get it started.
Okay.
Awesome.
How much?
Well, that actually
nothing.
Depends. Could you let me know a bit about what you have in mind for your book?
Okay. It's sort of a biography. I'll give you a little bit of information. When I was in grade school, I got drunk up in the church steeple,
mm-hmm.
Catholic grade school, at lunchtime, and that's the whole story there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hitchhiked around the country for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of stories there. I was picked up by drug smugglers here in Florida, and I became a drug smuggler. I have all kinds of stories there, and I have a lot of fascinating, funny stories, scary stories.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are true. 99% of them will be true, but I don't want my name, my real name in it, or anybody
else's.
Absolutely,
don't worry about that. We'll switch up the names, and we'll switch up the, you know, contacts and locations and stuff. I have a question, though.
Okay, I got an answer.
Awesome. So I've always heard, as far as drug dealing and stuff goes, I've always heard never do what you deal. Is that true?
That is so true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, awesome. I really always wanted to know that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry about that. I just curiosity got the best of me. All right, so for your book,
okay.
How many pages do you have in mind, like on an average? Like how big of a book do you think it's going to be?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Okay. Do you want to go for about average length?
Okay, what's an average length?
Average length is generally 150 to 200 pages. So for a safe
okay,
book, it's 200. So basically with 200 pages, the book is generally, not short, not too short that we have to miss out on details and we have to miss out on stories and stuff. And it's not too big that it's going to bore the reader into a very, very prolonged read. So it's the safest option to go with, personally.
Sounds like something I'd want, yes.
All right, perfect. So we'll go with 200 pages. Currently, it's just about originally the ideas in your head, right? So we will have our writers ghostwrite the book for you. By ghostwriting, what I'm meaning is that you will just provide us, you know, a generic storyline, and we will write everything up for you. Once we write up everything for you,
okay.
It will be in final book format, and in final book form, it will go chapter by chapter. Once you approve a chapter, only then we will be moving on to the next one and sending you that for you to check out and approve. Once you are happy with the entire book, we will move forward over with the formatting and the cover design as well. Once that's done and sorted,
okay.
We will move over and get it published on whatever platforms it is that you select or want to go for. Now, the initial ghostwriting packages and publishing packages are two different packages, but we can do a custom package for you, combine that, and that will significantly lower the cost as well for you. So it's a win-win on both situations. Now, as far as marketing the book goes, that's completely up to you on how you want to market it or if you want to market it. We personally suggest going for a pre-launch marketing strategy, considering the fact that once we will be working on the book and we will already have orders in. What happens with that is the second that the book actually launches for the world to see, you'll already have orders in. You'll already have money rolling in. So it's a win-win situation, that part too. Again, totally up to you how you want to go with that or for that, but it's personally the best strategy that we have worked on so far. Again, okay. That does also depend upon which marketing package it is that you want to prefer, but whichever one it is, if you go for the ghostwriting, the publishing, and the marketing at the same time, we can actually make a custom bundle and, you know, reduce the cost for you significantly. So instead of just the 40 to 50% discount that we have running on right now, it could actually go up to 60, 65% discounted. Get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
I live on disability.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of money in the bank, and I only bring in $700 a month.
Okay, no worries at all.
So that's where my finances are. Just to let you know.
Yeah, no worries at all. We can work around that. If you could let me know your budget, I can work around that for you.
I pay $500. I get $700.
Mhm.
I pay $500 rent,
mm-hmm.
and then I have like $200 and some left to spend for the month.
Okay, understandable. I have a question. Do you have any savings or anything left up for this, or do you have any idea if, you know, you can garner up that kind of money and then we can work with that starting off?
Repeat that.
Sorry?
You repeat that.
I'm sorry, your voice is cutting off a lot. I don't understand what you're saying.
Could you repeat what you just said?
Hello?
Can you repeat what you just said?
Sure. Yes. I was asking if you have any savings up right now that you would be willing to invest in your book, because the cost of it, even after discount, is going to go quite a bit. Considering your current income situation. So I just wanted to ask if you have any savings up or if you have any friends or relatives that are willing to invest in your dreams.
I only have $300-$400 in the bank right now, and I can ask my brother, but I doubt if he'll help, but I can ask him. But I need a place.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So the thing is that if you go and ask your brother about it, you can let him know that I will be sending you an email, and I will have all of the details of the pricing and packages and everything else within that. So if you could let me know your email address, I'll go ahead and forward that over.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
D as in cat.
Sorry?
A as in apple. A as in apple,
mm-hmm.
B as in Peter,
mm-hmm.
T as in Thomas,
mm-hmm.
T as in Thomas,
mm-hmm.
I as in igloo,
okay.
M as in Mary,
okay.
Number 2,
okay.
gmail.com.
Okay, and what was the first letter?
C as in cat.
C as in cat. Okay. C as in cat, A as in alpha, P as in Peter, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, I as in igloo, M as in Mary, the number 3 at gmail.com, correct?
Number two.
Okay. Number 2 at gmail.com, correct?
Right. Yes. That's it.
Can I get your phone number too?
352
mm-hmm.
737
mm-hmm.
1326.
All right, I'll repeat that back. It's 352-737-1326, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. I'll have that sent over in a package for you, and you can check it out and let me know. If in case you think that your brother is not going to be able to pay that much either, you can let me know still, and maybe we can work out something for you further, okay?
Okay.
All right.
As soon as I get that email, I'll send it to him and see what he thinks.
Perfect. It'll be there in about 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much. You have a good day, all right? Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.